Hachette Audio presents Death of a Nurse, written by M.C. Beaton, read by Graham Malcolm. This book is dedicated to all the Tapping family. Dave, Zoe, Rachel, Matthew, and last but not least, Harry. With affection. Chapter 1. I wish I loved the human race. I wish I loved its silly face. I wish I liked the way it walks. I wish I liked the way it talks. And when I'm introduced to one, I wish I thought, what jolly fun. Sir Walter A. Raleigh. Police Sergeant Hamish Macbeth was in a sour mood, despite the sunny, windy weather. His new sidekick, Policeman Charlie Carter, was giving him claustrophobia. Admittedly, Charlie was kind and amiable and worked hard, but he was big, very big. Hamish was tall, but Charlie was taller and broader, and he was clumsy. He fell over furniture, he broke china and glass, and when Hamish shouted at him, he looked so miserable that Hamish immediately felt guilty. Hamish's odd-looking dog, called Lugs, walked at his heels, as did his wildcat, Sonzi. Wildcats are an endangered species, and Hamish was always afraid that Sonzi would be taken away. As if sensing his master's bad mood, Lugs looked up at Hamish with his strange blue eyes. The breeze sent sunny ripples dancing across the sea loch. The village of Loch Doo in Sutherland looked like a picture postcard with its row of small 18th-century whitewashed cottages facing the sea loch. Hamish was leaning on the sea wall, thinking dark thoughts about...